Breaking It Down with Frank McKay. This is 103.9 LI News Radio.
I'd like to welcome everyone to Breaking It Down. Frank McKay here with a man who is part of an institution, and we know his work from so many things as an actor and Seinfeld and his hosting of Family Feud. But the institution I'm talking about is the National Dog Show on Thanksgiving. We're on our 19th anniversary of that wonderful tradition. And John O'Hurley is here with us, and he and David Fry have just made this wonderful show a must-watch each and every Thanksgiving. Thrilled to have you. John, how are you?
Very well. Nice to be with you.
You know, listen, thrilled to be with you, and I'll tell you, I get excited. I'm a dog lover, but I think even if you're not, for some reason, I don't know why there would be people that aren't dog lovers, but even if they're not, the pageantry, just the competition, everything that goes into this, it's such an absolute polished show. It's a must watch, and I guess you're biased, obviously, but why would people not watch this? This is just absolutely a must watch.
Well, this really has become something of a kind of a national tradition every year. In 19 years that we've done this, and believe it or not, it's actually NBC's number one show all year long. We get an audience of upwards of 30 million people watching the show. You have to go back to Seinfeld before you get to find another show that has numbers like that. And it grows every year. And I wouldn't be surprised. I could certainly make the case for the fact that we're going to have even more audience, a larger audience this year.
It just amazing. 30 million. I mean, these are like Carson numbers. When you go back to things like that, we don't see numbers like that anymore. There's not, I mean, Super Bowl.
Well, you really don't. Yeah. Too many options now. And of course, you can watch things now on your schedule. So, you know, people's viewing habits are a lot different than they have been. But the show has evolved beautifully over the years. And as I say, it holds a very, very loyal audience on a wonderful family day of the year.
You know, John, each year you give a new wrinkle, or the show has a little touch of this or a new breed. What do we have this year? Is there anything to look forward to that's a little different?
Well, it's the show will be done differently a little bit this year. We have fewer dogs that are entered, but on the other side of that, we've raised the bar of excellence, because in order to be an entry in this year's show, you have to have been a breed champion. So we're getting the best of the best. The bar has been raised. We do have three new breeds that we'll be introducing this year. A South American dog called the Dogo Argentino. We have a French hunting dog called the Barbet. And then there is a service dog, a working herding dog, the Belgian Lacanois.
Was there any discussion this year about a possibility of delay? I mean, it would have been terrible, right? But delaying it because of what's going on. How much different did COVID affect, other than the smaller size of the entries? But how much thought went into dealing with COVID this year?
Yeah, it quite a bit, actually. There was some talk of maybe having to postpone, but we decided, no, it's more important to continue this tradition. And I think that people want a sense of normalcy. And this is one of the things that represents that we, you know, take some time out and not only be thankful for our families, but also thankful for the dogs in our families. Yes, the show will look a little different. There will be masks on the handlers and the judges. There is no audience. Normally we have 10 to 15,000 people in the arena. We can't have that this year. You'll see the corrugated cardboard cutouts of dogs and other VIPs that we have come to know and love at all of our sporting events. In our case, it will be the result of a fundraising effort that goes to the AKC for disaster relief shelters for dogs, and that's, we're very proud of that. But the show, aside from that, will look the same as it does, the same beautiful dogs on the same beautiful blue carpet.
You know what I find fascinating, and again, you guys, you never miss a beat, you never disappoint, It's always top-notch performances from the cast, the crew, the talent that you see out there, the handlers and the dogs. But the interesting thing is that hopefully we will never see this again, handlers with masks and the judges with masks.
Oh, boy, I echo your sentiment. I think we're all a little bit weary of this entire exercise of putting it on, taking it off, putting it on, taking it off. This will be hopefully the last year that we ever have to do anything like this.
And what I find interesting about that is when you look back historically and when people make up the highlight films, whatever, you're always going to know 2020 from the mask. It's just going to be a different, and I don't mean to make light of it, but it's such a unique time, and it makes it even more of a special watch. And I think you're going to get you get 30 million people watching anyway, but you might break records this year because people are going to.
I wouldn't be surprised if we do, because people have so few choices of live programming this year that I think that we'll probably, and I think people, are going to be home alone this year. I think a lot of people will not be celebrating in large groups. So I think I think this is a wonderful bit of television for everybody to watch, whether you're 4 or 94.
Listen, I want to congratulate you on everything that you've done with your career, but certainly the National Dog Show is an institution, and you're a big reason why, and David is a big reason why. And if you can, give us a website, a social media site, somewhere where people could follow along with what you're doing, and if there's any special thing to watch while we're watching, is there anything we could kind of...
Well, if you go to NBCDogShow.com, you'll find the examinations of all of the dogs that we cannot show all of them on television, but you'll see all 178 different breeds there. We'll be showing about 50 of those dogs. And then if you want to come to visit me on Twitter, you can. It's I'm John O'Hurley.
Well, listen, thank you very much for everything you guys do. You're terrific. Congratulations on all the success. And thank you very much for being here, John.
Great to talk with you, as always.
Same here. John O'Hurley, you know his work as Jay Peterman from Seinfeld. And you heard him mention that the last time. You hear about 30 million people. They were watching Seinfeld and the finale and things like that. He's used to having 30 million people watch watch him, and a lot of people. He's a terrific actor, and he's got a tremendous resume. And again, he's got one of those voices. He's got one of those personas that just never goes away. And he's absolutely terrific. And I'm a dog lover, so I'm looking forward to anything that has to do with dogs. And these two, David Fry, who's been a guest many times with us, and John O'Hurley, are the staples in this field. NBC is airing it once again, and it's 12. I'll give you the exact time. Noon, 12 noon to 2 p.m. in all time zones on November 26th, which is Thanksgiving. And it's following the telecast of NBC's Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. And of course, the Kennel Club of Philadelphia will once again hold its all breed dog show in November. And they're promoting all of that. And you get all of the dog people talking and promoting and everything else. But the National Dog Show is once again upon us. John O'Hurley has been our very special guest. Just if you know John's work, again, everybody points to Seinfeld. Everyone points to, the work he's done there as a Lane's boss, Jay Peterman. And he you can't imagine anyone else in that role and taking on what he did as a personality and that character. It's just absolutely terrific. One of the great characters from Seinfeld. But his career is just it didn't start and end on Seinfeld. It's just this is a staple. This is something that he does every year. But you're talking about voiceovers. is on all my children for a stretch. The X-Files, just a long IMDb page, and it is so many voiceovers from different things, from SpongeBob and everything else, all kinds of Disney work. Archer, he plays a terrific character on there, and a recurring character. Phineas and Ferb, he had several different voices on there, and if you ever watch that with your kid, he's done about 20 episodes of that. He's got that recognizable voice, and he is he has put together an amazing career. Always thrilled to have him. But check out the National Dog Show. It is once again upon us, following the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Frank McKay signing off. John O'Hurley has been our very special guest. We'll see you next time on Breaking It Down.